Melvin, M-E-L-V-I-N, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, 4/4/25, date of birth 8/19/47, 77 gentleman currently on hospice with history of COPD, pedal edema, improved with new medications, hypoxemia, O2 saturation, improved with the diuresis. He's O2 sat now at 92%, requires oxygen at 2 liters by his bedside, which he takes off from time to time, period. He has severe debility, shortness of breath. He's currently has a MAC of 24.3. His appetite has been down. Has uses his nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day. He has air hunger with conversation. He has decreased appetite, increased dependency, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence. Patient is now staying in bed 12-16 hours a day because of his severe weakness. His other comorbidities include senile dementia of the brain, dementia otherwise not other dementia in other diseases, which is definitely worsened by his hypoxemia and his COPD, behavioral issues, anxiety, most likely related to COPD and shortness of breath, hypertensive heart disease, right-sided heart failure, tachycardia related to heart failure. His heart rate was 105 today. Primary osteoarthritis, protein, calorie malnutrition, and decreased pedal edema and decreased appetite. Patient's medications were adjusted, hence the improvement in his edema. He's at 6D as far as his FAST score is concerned, 6 David. KPS score is at 40%. Worsening shortness of breath with any kind of activity. An overall debility and demise related to his multiple diagnosis and especially his hospice diagnosis of COPD, and requires multiple treatments with nebulizer treatments and inhalers to keep him more comfortable. Thank you. Given natural progression of his disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.